He built a reputation as a crime fighter and promised to take the same no-nonsense approach in his state. But Monday, New York Governor Eliot Spitzer found himself under the hot spotlight of a criminal investigation.
I have acted in a way that violates my obligations to my family and that violates my or any sense of right and wrong.
Accompanied by his wife, the man once called Mr. Clean for his efforts to eliminate crime declined to elaborate, calling it a private matter. But the New York Times reports Spitzer was recorded in an FBI wiretap last month, arranging to meet a prostitute at a Washington hotel. Federal documents identified Spitzer as Client 9, a frequent customer of the Emperor's Club, a high-priced, high-class prostitution ring operating from New York, London, and Paris.
Hi, you've reached Emperor's Club. Please leave your name and number, and we will contact you shortly.
The website is no longer operating. An indictment unsealed last week says the governor spent thousands of dollars on call girls. It says he met one last month at the prestigious Mayflower Hotel in Washington. If the accusations are true, New York Daily News publisher Mort Zuckerman says Spitzer has embarrassed his state.
Disgraced his family, it disgraced the state, it disgraced all the people who worked so hard for him because they thought he would bring a whole different moral tone to the governorship.
A top state Republican demanded Spitzer's resignation on Tuesday, but New Yorkers who spoke with VOA had mixed views.
It's a big mistake, and I definitely think he should resign.
He's not perfect. Everyone does something negative in their life, and got to move on from that.
Well, when you're governor of the state of New York, you can't go around hanging out with hookers.
In New York State government, Lieutenant Governor David Paterson is next in line behind Spitzer. Elected to the mostly ceremonial position in 2006, Paterson served in the state Senate for nearly 20 years. Not only is he in line to become the state's first African-American governor, he would also be the first to be legally blind. Supporter Stephen Cohen believes Paterson would do a great job.
He's a very engaging guy. He's got a great sense of humor. I think he'll be a popular governor.
Spitzer, who some believed had aspirations for the White House, was once named Crusader of the Year by Time magazine for his efforts to wipe out corruption in New York's financial district. He also successfully prosecuted members of at least two prostitution rings. Millar Sega, VOA News.